guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but with the reason. Please like, subscribe, comment, and share below and all those warm and fuzzy lovey-dovey things. I've been through all the life experiences, and you can't beat me. I win the war, so there. I'm just messing with you. Everyone's been through their own version of stuff, and it's cool. It happens, right? That's what makes life interesting. So what do we talk about today, you guys? The question we're going to talk about today is, do admirers and chasers make us lazy and egotistical? Ooh, good question, isn't it? It is, isn't it? Aha. Okay, so if you've been keeping up with my videos, I talk a lot with Thomas a lot. And Thomas was saying that if you're a halfway good-looking dude, you get greedy. You get greedy, egotistical, probably narcissistic because you're just so used to getting that attention, right? It actually makes sense. I don't judge them. I have pity on them because guys get that high ego and then they settle for what's less compared to what could be better because you're settling for all these chasers when you could be getting something better, right? So be careful. They're very manipulative people in this world. Just because someone's chasing you doesn't mean they're actually good for you. So be careful, okay? Keep in perspective, not everyone can get dates so easily. So I believe that people that are good looking should be humble. Not everyone can get a date so easily. So we should be humble for that. A lot of people tell me that I'm really pretty, but at the same time, you know, I've had bad luck in love. So that goes to show that, you know, whatever people's perception is, that doesn't mean you have good luck in love, right? So, you know, a lot of people get divorced in this day and age. Our divorce rate's really high for a reason, and we have a reason for that. And a lot of that is because of extreme naivety. Everyone's naive. I've been through the naive phase too. And you can like, you know, I laugh at myself because I was like, joke with my friends. What was I thinking? That was stupid, right? But there is a natural naivety. That's just a part of life. You cannot escape naivety. You cannot skip naivety. It's just not going to happen. Okay. And that's okay. It's part of life, right? But the extremity of our naivety, that's where we have to be careful because that can get us into major consequences and very difficult situations that we can try to avoid earlier, right, than later, right? So we have to keep that in perspective, okie dokie. But I'll tell you a story, for example, about like people not getting dates easily. So I had a guy friend of mine. This is actually a little bit funny story, and it's with a sweet ending. So I had a guy friend of mine. He never had dates, and he had a religious beliefs of the Baha'i faith. If you can Google it, you know, yourself, if you don't know about it, it's actually quite interesting. I never heard about it. So him and I were like talking about it really openly. We were taking a road trip and things like that. And he was telling me about this kind of thing. And, but I was nagging him that you seriously need to go on a date. Like you need to go out with somebody. And he believed that you should not kiss until you get married. And I was like, okay, that's really, really, really strict. I don't know if I can do that. You know, like I have my boundaries and self-respect, but that seems a little bit, hard, you know. But if that floats your boat, good for you. Power to you if you can find someone that matches you. Because he was single for a long time. And this is actually a funny story, guys. So he messaged me on Facebook and he was telling me, Anna Marie, I have this girlfriend that likes me. I don't know what to do, you know. And I was like, okay, so what happened? And he's like, told me about like how she was trying to send him signals that she liked him. And he was not catching on because he just hasn't had a date in years. I don't know if he ever had a date. I'm not really sure. But just not many. And he was like, when she told him, you know, I like you. And he was like, you do? And she's like, yeah. It was kind of funny. And then it was so funny. And so then he was confused, right? So he messaged me and asked me what to do. And I told him, like, well, does she make you feel happy? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, you know, are you attracted to her? He's like, yeah. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, it sounds like she's good for you and you should go for it. And I've been nagging him for a while to like, you really need to go on a date. But it was kind of funny. And honestly, they're a great fit for each other. And I was teasing him because when they started dating, it moved actually quite quickly. And they're now happily married. So it's sweet. And I joke, it's all because of me. No, I'm just kidding. I influenced that. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. He probably would have made that decision anyways. I just kind of provided some guidance for that. But the point is that goes to show that people should be humble, you know, like not everyone can get dates easily. It's really tough in this day and age, being single, and like I talk about all this time, the loneliness statistics are incredibly high. I'm sure it's a very big issue globally. Just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you're not lonely. So we should keep that in perspective, okay? So back to my main point before we're going to ramble, because I'm an expert rambler. Okay, so I feel like more nowadays than before, women go like the whole like, oh my God, he's so hot, you know, he's so dreamy, I can't stand this, you know, da da da, right? And then, and it shows a society problem too, because like we see this with celebrities all the time, you know, like, I don't know, I just feel like a guy is not a piece of meat, for God's sakes. He has feelings, he has emotions just like everyone else. So, and I think sometimes some women, not all of course, some women treat guys like a piece of meat, and not like a human being. So I tell good looking, great guys, you should be careful. There's very manipulative people in this world, and it goes both ways, men and women. So be careful. Be very intelligent who you have sex with and you become intimate with. Okay, intimacy is a gift. Don't be just be throwing around everybody. Okay, take your time with it because, you know, there's very manipulative people. And then they may not show those red flags until you live together and then until the real world hits you. And then when the real world hits you, you may not be able to sustain. You might be in an unhappy marriage for a really long time. This doesn't sound like fun to me. But yeah, I mean, in reality, I'm still a girl. You know, I see a guy and I think he's hot. I'm not going to lie. But I have standards. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the husband material and that's what I'm looking for. So, but I've been there, done that. I encourage people to date because they need to find out. You have to make little messes to find out what's right. That's just the way life works. And I feel like as a society, we have really bad coping skills. Like, I mean, in general, there's always going to be a heartbreak. There's always going to be like, oh my God, I hurt someone's feelings. I didn't mean to. Like with ghosting, like if you saw my video of my tangent about ghosting, good guys ghost. And they genuinely don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, but it's disrespectful and it's hurtful. And be a man and own it and recognize that you were a jerk and you were an a-hole. And you can't look like a good man if you're not owning that, right? You just don't. You just look like a wuss. Okay, so keep that in perspective. And I just had this conversation with a guy friend of mine. My American guy friend is probably watching me. Stop ghosting. And he's probably like, we talked about this the other day. He was like, you're right. I did it. I'm like, I know. Good guys do it. You guys do it. You don't mean to hurt someone's feelings, but you do it because you freaked out and you can't handle your emotions and you got to be a man. Inside every man's a Superman. So keep that in perspective, okay? Have we become lazy and egotistical with all these chasers and admirers? Yeah, because who doesn't like attention? Who doesn't like to be told, you're so beautiful, you're so handsome? Everybody enjoys that. But it gets to our head where we become egotistical, narcissistic, obnoxious, you know, lacking in humility. I feel like we've lost the art of humility. And that's very needed in this society. I think we should be careful with that. Like I said, not everyone is lucky to get dates a lot. And also with easy to get, we should be careful with this laziness of not wanting to work for certain things because, you know, there's very manipulative people in this world. Remember, just because someone's chasing you doesn't mean they have good intentions. So I'll give an example about that. I had someone open up to me about a friend of hers. She got into a relationship, right? And then she did not know it, but the guy that she was dating had an STD. He never told her. And she caught it. So she feels insecure that she can't get out of it because she now caught it. So she feels kind of screwed for life now. It's really unfortunate. And I don't judge it at all because, you know, stuff happens. Sometimes people don't get the proper guidance from parents, unfortunately, in this day and age. You know, a lot of parents, because they didn't know it, the culture is totally different from little generations than nowadays. They just didn't know it. So they couldn't give the proper guidance, right? So that's why I'm telling people, be very careful. There's people that lie, you know, you just never know. Like, you know, someone could seem like a really nice person, but in the reality of life, they could be really a jerk and manipulative and behind closed doors, it's very abusive. So just be careful, you know, just because you get into a meaningful relationship doesn't mean it's going to last. Okay. Cause that's what happened to me, but at least be in a decent human being relationship. You see what I'm saying? So we should be careful with that, okay? But with regarding egotisticalness, basically, yeah, be careful with the high ego, okay? I'll give you another good example with that high ego and stuff. I feel like I feel like sometimes decent, good-looking people become narcissistic because they're so used to getting so much attention. And, you know, I get compliments where some people think I'm pretty. I get a lot of admirers in my business that want to date me, want to marry me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's nice. That's really, really sweet. But I'm looking for the real deal. I don't care how good-looking you are. You have to prove to me that you're worth my time and that you have the stamina for a lasting, long-term life partner. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking to screw around with. And if any guy tries to screw around with me, I got big brothers that would give him a smack. Okay, so that's the kind of mentality that I have. So, you know, but the point is, I'll give you an example, okay? If you watch that show, Warrior Nun, check it out. I love it. Right now, I'm really addicted to it. I just finished the first season, while I was dog sitting. And it was really good, actually. I really liked it. And it shows our narcissism, too. Because she has a good heart. So this young girl overall has a really good heart and has empathy. But she's got a lot of narcissism. Why is that? Because she was paralyzed. And it's not her fault. It's just what she knew. Everything was about her. She didn't have to work for anything because she was paralyzed. So she got all the attention and she's used to having that. So she didn't have to work for anything. She didn't have to, you know, and then I was laughing because when she joined the warrior nunhood, she had to work for stuff. And they were like, yeah, you have to work. You have to do stuff around the kitchen. You don't just stand there and sit there, you know. And she's like, yeah, I should do that. And then she did it. So it was funny. So, yeah, I mean, we should be careful. There's a lot of narcissism in this day and age. And I think sometimes parents unintentionally enforce that totally by accident. And they don't even realize that they're doing it. In Korea, for example, Korea has what's called the princess disease. What does this mean? It basically means you're spoon-fed. You're given everything. You don't have to work for anything. So then when they go into society, they don't know how to handle relationships in, you know, many areas because they were given everything. They didn't have to work for it. So we should be mindful of these things, okay? So overall, everybody, we should be careful with the admirers and chasers because it can make us very lazy and egotistical. So be mindful of this. Another point with chasing that we should keep in perspective is that if because the easy to get relationships, especially handsome guys, they don't fight for what they want. They really want something else, but they're just not willing to fight for it because they're so used to getting that they're just so used to getting that attention. So again, is it going to last? Is that going to lead to something that is good? I don't know. Choice is yours, ultimately. Remember, just because someone's chasing you doesn't mean they have good intentions, okay? And also, stay humble, because even if you're a good-looking person, not everyone's lucky to have a lot of dates, okay? I mean, a lot of lonely people in this industry, okay? So what is the lesson, everybody? I know, I'm kind of silly.
I don't know. The lesson is stay humble, because if you're a good looking dude, and if you weren't a good looking dude, you may not be getting all the attention that you're used to getting, or a good looking lady. Okay. And then also, work for things. If you want a long lasting things, you got to put in the work.
I know I'm silly. I can't help it. I like to have silliness. Okie dokie, so that's it. Okay, there'll be lots more videos to come because I'm Regina. I'm here to help provide the wake-up call, the trigger to bring forth just smarter things. People are going to make mistakes anyways. If you make mistakes, it's okay, okay? It happens. It happens to all of us. It's happened to me a lot, okay? So, but it's all about smartening up and certain guidance because we want to prevent having to start over when you're in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, right? Because the last thing you want is to live a life full of regret. It's just not worth it. It's just not. I believe that love makes the world go around, you know? Without love, what kind of life is that? Without meaningful relationships and good friendships and people that really look out for you, what kind of life is that? It's just no life at all, right? So we should keep that in perspective, all right? Please like, subscribe, and comment, and share below, you lovely, fun-loving people. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. I'm your genie, but within reason, nothing unreasonable. Multiple hugs a day keeps cranking this way. I love you all, and thank you so much for watching. I appreciate you so, so much. Hugs. Alrighty. I love you all. Have a good day. Good night. Okay, bye.